Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars Camerdoodle. I play video games, if that's your thing. So welcome to another episode of me rambling about the latest game that I have already or am currently playing at the moment. So we are going to be talking about one of the only games I bought as a physical cartridge game for the Nintendo Switch. And we are going to get into these things. Apparently, even after all the hype with this game, there are still some people who haven't bought it, and some of them are still wondering if it's a right game for them to buy. So stick around and we will talk about this hyped up game. You know, I only realized that I haven't made a podcast about this game after the last episode. And yet, prior to the last episode, I've had this game for like ages already. So finally, I was able to find time to work on this podcast so that we can talk about this, as always, oldie but goodie game from the Nintendo Switch. So, in the tradition of Pokemon games, we have, as of today, the latest Pokemon game, role-playing game out in the market, which is Pokemon Legends Arceus. Now, to be fair, I gave the other Pokemon games a try, the ones that were on the older handheld consoles of Nintendo, which is Game Boy, the Game Boy series, but it just didn't click with me back then. I tried, I really did, and my cousins, they were all into Pokemon. They were the generation that grew up with Pokemon and all the different generations and stuff. But I just couldn't get into the game particularly. I'd watch the shows, of course. I'd memorize some of them. The Pokemon. I even memorized for a time. I knew by heart the original Pokerap. But this, every time I play it, I just couldn't get into it. So I'll talk more about that later. So let's start with the usual. I give a brief introduction of what Pokemon Legends Arceus is, and then we go into the little things. So for those who are not yet played and are not willing to listen to spoilers, I would recommend that you come back to this podcast when you are ready. Okay, because my podcasts are always about me talking about games midway or all the way in. So yes, I might talk about spoilers, and if you're not ready for that, again, this is your second warning. Okay, so Pokemon Legends Arceus is developed by Game Freak and published by Nintendo and the Pokemon Company. I don't even know if this is the nth Pokemon game. I'm that bad with Pokemon trivia, but as always, this is a game about a world that have, I won't use magical, amazing creatures called Pokemon or pocket monsters, because you can catch them and put them in this little Pokeball, then you can carry them around and have them do battles or do other things for you in the game. So on the Nintendo Switch, its release was late January of 2022. And it's been hyped up as a game that's completely different from the previous Pokemon games that they have, which is the reason why I don't like the original Pokemon games, okay? In general, Mars does not like turn-based play, okay? So which is very popular in the really big RPG gaming companies like Final Fantasy and others. Not really into turn-based, which is why one of the things I usually ask when I am encouraged to play an RPG is it turn-based? And the moment you say yes, and then I'll say, is it like, and then I'm going to compare it to the turn-based playing style of a certain game, and if they say yes, then I'm going to say big fat X, I'm not going to enjoy it. I'm more of a hack and slash kind of person, so Kingdom Hearts is the kind of thing I play for myself and all the others that have that kind of attack style of gameplay. which Pokemon Arceus follows. So, the storyline of Pokemon Arceus is you, your first-person character, is brought back in time to the Hisuian region, which is in its earlier days, and you get stuck there. So, apparently, you are the chosen one, and you need to help Hisui's people coincide or connect with the Pokemon of the land. Okay, because of course you don't have evil groups trying to stop you from getting where you need to, like Team Rocket and stuff, but you do need to help the people of Hisui and the Pokemon of the land coexist, which of course will bring about the modern day relationship of Pokemon and man. Okay, so Arceus is the main legendary of this game. Please don't ask me to explain what Arceus represents. My brother tried to explain it and I'm like, no, please. That kind of lore is too deep for Mars. Okay, but the nice thing about this is as you travel and explore this world, it's a bit open world style, which I like. Of course, there are still boundaries, but compared to the old Pokemon games where you are a bit constricted to one town at a time, you cannot unlock things. This allows you a more open world thing. So even if you cannot handle the Pokemon of that area, you can still walk around it until you are ready. So you can explore and unlock things, you can collect stuff, and you can ride Pokemon, my favorite. Okay, there's one in the air, there's one in the water, and there's one, and there are many on land. And what I like about it is, of course, it's turn-based style. So when you come across a Pokemon, you have two options. Oh, you have two options. Number one, you can catch it just by throwing the Pokeball, and if it's weak enough, you catch it. And of course, you can battle it too. So you're given the option to do both, and you don't go into that long sequence of turn-based style wherein you have to get into the turn-based sort of click within the game in order to start your turn-based style game. And they give you multiple controller options on how you want this your game to proceed. Okay, so it's really not stuck to just one set of A, B's, X, and Y's on the Switch. So I am actually not finished with the game. I stopped it temporarily, but I finished the storyline at least. But I have not yet gotten the final legendary, I think, Arceus. Or I think before Arceus, you have to fight another one. See, I don't even know their names. I'm that bad in Poke trivia, so don't get me for Pokemon trivia games. We're going to lose. But what I love about it is really it's so smooth gameplay. And according to a lot of the news that I've seen, this is the way the Pokemon games will be played. They were experimenting on this kind of gameplay to see if it worked for the playing population. And apparently it did. Okay, so it got me, a non-believer, to play Pokemon after X number of years. So imagine how many more converted to Pokemon after this game. So what I like about this, apart from that, is as always, you get to choose from your favorite Pokemon. So your starter Pokemon for this game is Rowlet, Cyndaquil, and Oshawott from three completely different Pokemon games. Okay, so I think I chose... Who did I choose? I think I chose Oshawott as my starter Pokemon. But you can go back. You can find the others if you just keep looking hard enough. So I got the game as a physical cartridge. I pre-ordered it. So when you buy a pre-ordered game, some companies do include a freebie or two when you buy it pre-order. And for my region or for my country, the pre-ordered freebie was a fan. Which was kind of, I get it, we're a tropical country, but seriously, a fan. But anyway, it's there in my room, and I do take extra good care of it, because it is a really nice folding fan. So, it allows online connectivity, but mainly it's to exchange items with the other people with Pokemon Arceus as well. But of course, you would need a Nintendo membership in order to access that. But without it, you can still survive somehow within the game. So my game has already been updated with what they call, with a feature or with an update that allows you to enter into, I forgot what you call it, but like instances wherein you can find Pokemon that are not normally found within the game. So you can do that, and of course they're stronger, hence more EXP for your battling Pokemon. So I really binged this game. My favorite Pokemon, I at least have to have at least one water type and one, actually I'm not, I love bird Pokemon, but I don't like a flying type in my game, in my Pokemon set. I'm weird that way. But it's really a really nice thing to play. You could really get lost into it. Soundtrack's good as always. You can customize your character with costumes and stuff. You have your own house. I have my own house. Okay, though you can't decorate your house the way you would in other games, but it's, you have your own house. Okay, and every time you visit a new region, you do have a lot of things, side quests that you can do without necessarily deviating from the main storyline. And I've practically done, I think, almost all the side quests. Right now, I just need to improve my shiny Pokemon catching thing. Okay, so hopefully for the next, as mentioned, this was a successful sort of venture for the Pokemon company Nintendo, so hopefully their next two games that are coming out soon will be somehow similar. But they did say that it might go back to the traditional way, but well, fingers crossed, I might buy those, either Pokemon, what are the new two new games, Pokemon Scarlet or Pokemon Violet. Now, I'm leaning towards Scarlet because I like red. That's the only reason why. Well, let's see. I love that this particular game has an anime out in YouTube. You just Google it, you'll find Pokemon. I forgot the name of the anime. Hisuian Tales, I think. It's really nice. Yeah, I mean, it's just three episodes, but you can use that as to, you know, get into the lore of Pokemon Arceus. You can craft your own Pokeballs. You have them all different types depending on the kind of Pokemon. You can go on water to battle water Pokemon. You can't battle in air, unfortunately. So those really high up Pokemon, which are usually very rare, you're going to need a very good eye in order to catch them from the ground or from the highest point you can stand on that's closest to it. Okay, because there's some Pokemon that I really couldn't catch until my Pokeballs ran out. So there's still that. And then a couple of other Pokemon that they call them Alpha Pokemon, which is basically a hyped up version of that basic Pokemon. Usually they're of higher level and of more strength, and their eyes shine red. But yeah, I would try to collect the Alpha version of the Pokemon that I have. But there are times when the Alpha version is weaker than whatever Pokemon I have in my Pokemon farm, if I will use the term right. Okay. So this is a nice game, as the game that allowed, that converted me into the Pokemon gameplay, and I love it. It was a good buy for me. Since it was pre-ordered, it was at retail price, so it's not, and until now, it's still being sold at retail price, even at second hand. So if I were, it got me converted. So if you're the kind of person who's still 50-50 with Pokemon gameplay, I would recommend you give this a try. Though, of course, my expectations might be different from yours. So still come in knowing fully well that this is you. This is you playing the kind of game that was recommended but not necessarily up to speed. So if, again, you're not into buying it at full price, maybe you can borrow it for a while from someone, or maybe you can try with someone else's account. So of course, you can only use one account per, but then again, thanks to that account shift sharing thing, or you can change accounts on your Switch, there's no problem for that one. Love this game to bits, really. Okay, so imagine it was just early this year that it came out, and I finished it in around a month, if I'm not mistaken. I really took my time with this one because I really wanted to enjoy the game all the way until the storylines end. Again, I'm not finished collecting them all. I haven't caught them all yet, but at least I finished the basic storyline. So I have most of the souped up materials I can afford. Okay, but that battling thing against people, I can battle wild Pokemon, but battling people with Pokemon is another story in itself. Okay, so hopefully another similar game will come out in the future. But for now, we'll just hope and see that the next one coming out, which is Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, will be just as good or even better. Okay then, so very short. Was it short? Okay, again, I'm rambling here, but this is one of my favorite games of all time. Again, so favorite that I bought it in physical format. Because if it's not that my so favorite, I usually buy the digital format. Okay, but when I really want to get a game, I usually buy the physical format. Though, of course, to be honest, not all Nintendo Switch games are available in physical format, but the really popular ones, the ones they know people will buy and pre-order for, I got this one. Okay, up next, I have no idea, so let's just hope and pray. I actually, again, this is not the only game I'm playing. I played others after that, but for now, this is it. Okay, thank you so much for listening to my rambling. I'm going to see you in the next episode. Stay safe, everyone. Bye.